You're listening to SBS News.
Petrol prices have been pretty steep lately, but according to the government, there's no need to chuck away your car keys just yet, because some relief is on its way. The 44 cents per litre fuel excise has been slashed in half, but the reduction won't be seen at the Bowser for another fortnight, and potentially longer in regional areas. And it's only temporary. In September, the government support will end. In welfare, the budget also affects 6 million Australians, who will get a one-off cash payment of $250. Another 10 million low- and middle-income-earning Australians will also get a financial boost. Under the tax offset scheme, they can already pocket up to $1,080 at tax time. That will increase by $420, totalling up to $1,500 all up. There's a catch, though. The scheme will end altogether this year. There's only a few big-ticket announcements in this budget for young people, a new apprenticeship program and an extension of the first home buyer scheme. But it may not make a big difference with houses still unaffordable for many. There was nothing in terms of new university or TAFE funding, and the bleak reality is the budget bottom line means future generations will be paying back the nation's debt for years to come. For families, the paid parental leave scheme is getting a big shake-up. Instead of two separate payments, the government's going to merge the two-week dad and partner scheme with the 18-week parental leave pay, creating one big pool of 20 weeks leave, which can be split any way you like. It's also open to single parents. The government says 2,200 families will gain access to the scheme for the first time at a cost of $345 million. The changes come into effect no later than March next year. But with all this spending, there has to be cuts, and there's a $3 billion black hole in the budget. Labor is warning that's likely to be the cuts that haven't yet surfaced, but the government is suggesting that spending that will become clearer during the election campaign. Gareth Borum, SBS News.